On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Yeah, it's another week gone past. I think I'm a day late, but that's because we had a holiday. It was Memorial Day. You know what? Holidays are usually on Mondays. Do you ever notice that? Like President's Day and Memorial Day, and I'm pretty sure Labor Day. They stick that on a Monday. Thanksgiving, Thursdays, Christmas, whenever. 4th of July, whenever. So, yeah, I've been over this before. I'm pretty sure holidays, they're either on a date, like July 4th or December 25th. Veterans Day is Thursday, November 11th. But anyway, you get the idea. Mondays are usually like a day off and a holiday for stuff. Okay, so I had one too. So that pushed my podcast to an extra day. For whatever. I don't need to, but because these are only half an hour, I could probably do them anytime. But there's a little bit of production. There didn't used to be, but now there's more production. You know that. I've added my pet peeves, I've added music and fanfare and pomp and circumstance, and I may Rickroll you one time. Just wait for it. It might happen, Rick Astley, because people love getting Rickrolled. Not. But you know what? It's a catchy tune. And yeah, so I was thinking of going out on the road. I used to do it in a vehicle, and I'm vehicle-less, so we're going to do it the old-fashioned way, walking. I actually did a walking podcast, which I will mention as I'm about to insert this into you, a walking podcast bit part in Brockton. Okay, here it is. Okay, I'm back. That's right. As I just told you, it's Tori walking. You know, every now and then, I'll say once a year, as far as you know, I get out and walk the streets. It's not as sinister as it sounds, believe me. Even though it is Brockton, Massachusetts. Let's just cut right to the chase. Hear the traffic? Hear the cars going by? They drive fast, okay? They drive way over the speed limit. And as a result of that, I just watched somebody get pulled over, okay? That's what made me decide to, you know what, we need this outside thing again. I did it a year ago, as I told you. Maybe it was even 2 years ago. Well, it was whenever they were filming that movie in Brockton. I want to say a year ago. The one that's going to be where Detroit. Okay, so it gets tiring walking, though. You know I get winded when I do these. So someone just got pulled over. And big surprise, it was a minivan. Now, we've been over this and over this, but let's go over it again, shall we? Well, that sounds like a truck. Oh, that was a school bus. Yeah, they have that distinctive sound, actually. Anyhow, minivans, yes, 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 yes. They don't know how to drive. People that drive them, that have them, whatever. Stupid. Stupid, stupid. Okay, and when the guy pulled over, you hear the cop come over his loudspeaker, which you could hear from very far away. I didn't know they could do this and did this. He's like, pull up 20 feet. Okay, pull up 20 feet. The guy pulled up like 2 feet and then stopped because he didn't really understand. I watched it. Anyway, so that was good enough, I suppose. Get out, you know, license or registration, I suppose, because it was not a big deal. I started filming it a little bit, or videoing it, whatever you call it. Nothing, no bad things happened. Nothing happened, actually. Because he let him off with a warning. Just slow down, because I was walking by. And it was a white cop and a black driver. So, you see, nobody's getting beat up or tased or even a ticket. Okay? So forget that whole thing. That doesn't happen every single time, quite obviously. It was a very nice interaction. Okay? Just please slow down. But again, minivans. Ugh. So anyway, yeah. So, walking. Yeah. All right. I have to mention this. I walked to a donut shop, And I have not sat in a donut shop since 2014. That doesn't mean I haven't been in a donut shop or gone through the drive-thru, but it has been 3 long years since I sat down in a Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, I did it. I used to do it a lot 3 years ago, but now I don't do it at all until today. Okay, so you get the benefit of that. Whatever benefit there is, I don't know. But I will tell you this. As I'm sitting there listening to people, it reminded me of a barroom. Okay, so newsflash, donut shops are daytime barrooms. It's totally accurate because these guys were talking about stuff and with those loud voices, and it's men and they're all hanging out. All they needed was a beer. Okay, so it was the opposite of at night when you're doing it drinking beer. You do it apparently in the daytime drinking coffee. I did not know this. I never paid that close attention. And I think this might be the reason why, okay? I was alone. 3 years ago, I would go to these donut shops with someone else. So I'm involved in a conversation or what have you. I'm not paying that close attention to what's around me. Today I was. I had no choice. I didn't want to talk to. I'm just listening to the sound of voices. And boy, were they loud and obnoxious. So I'm not going to make a habit of it. Even with someone, even if I could drown out the other people, it just felt like, you know, this is what the common man does. And I'm not common or man. So again, I'm not really fitting in. That's okay. I had no way to get to, I had no coffee this morning, so I had to walk to get myself a cup of coffee. And I'm actually using old coins for my coin collection because I'm that broke. And so I'm giving the coins to the Dunkin' Donuts people and my silver dollars, and they're just making sure they don't. I gave them 4 of them, making sure they don't mix them in with the other money. I said, yeah, just take, change them out with your own money. Take them to a coin shop, man. That's what I would do. I work there. So it's come to that, people. Yes, I have no money. I have no job. I don't get paid for this, of course. So I'm digging into my coin collection to buy simple things like coffee when there's no coffee to be had. You know, when life's that bad that you can't get a simple cup of coffee on a Tuesday morning, then I don't think it's hang in there. I think it's hang it up, right? I think we've always had it wrong. Everybody's like, hang in there, hang in there. No, 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 no. It's hang it up, okay? Forget about being successful and getting a good job or getting a car or getting a life. No, no, no. You just, if you can't get a lousy cup of coffee, this is what you have to go through, walk 3 miles total, up and back, through the streets of Brockton, which is not as bad as it sounds. I mean, I'm sure it could be worse, and it could be raining. I always think, oh, well, it could be raining, so yeah, there you go. Although it feels like it could at any moment. I think because the universe is against me, that's still a possibility. It's very cold. My hand is freezing from holding this recording device. But, yeah, that's fine, because it's springtime, right? Yeah, that'll happen. Okay, so I started thinking that, yeah, when everything's going wrong, you don't have the job, you don't have a car, you don't have money, you don't have any of those things, you're sort of struggling. What do you have? That's when they say you got to focus on what you do have. All right, well, it's got to be people, okay? Friends, family. That's got to be the core, okay? So when people think all is lost, there still have to be some kind of people that are there for you. And that's supposed to keep you going. Okay? Don't think about all you have is Facebook and podcasts. You don't have anything else. Yeah, you've got family and friends. Okay? So we have to start reprogramming our brains in the correct manner. Or as they say in Cool Hand Luke, you got to get your mind right. I swear I just saw my car go by. That Honda, when it, before I smashed it all up, that's what it looked like. Exactly. So funny. It's almost mocking me. Here's the car you used to have. Oh, but you're walking now. On a cold day to get a cup of coffee. And by the time you get all the way back home, you're going to be needing another cup. You won't have one. So, enjoy. The catalellas are in bloom. Aren't they? No, actually it's the rhododendrons. But I just like saying, the catalellas are in bloom, like Kate Hepburn. You know. So, there's that. Oh, and there's an unregistered car in a driveway. No plate, all covered in dust, been there for years. I'm sorry, that's a violation of City Ordinance 31-72. And yeah, and it's funny because that house, I've seen it over the years, and now the lawn is grown out of control. So I'm almost wondering if anyone's even in there, or if they are, are they going to find their mummified remains someday? Oh, I always wonder that, because I don't understand it. But that's what makes the world interesting and a good topic for weird news. Oh, look, and there's another yard that's a field. As I was walking by one, I announced, "Hey, it's a field. You forgot the corn." I think the guy might have heard me. Then I worried I was going to get jumped, so I really should keep these comments a little quieter. To myself. And that was the walking portion of the show. Now back to reality. Oops, there goes gravity. Yeah, so what can I talk about with you today? How about the fact I ate a box of Tic Tacs? Yeah, well, listen to me. Just hear me out. Okay, I understand that the minty ones are for breath-freshening purposes, a la Donald Trump or something. Yeah, whatever. I get that. But you know what? They also make Tic Tacs in flavors like fruit flavors. And that's what I'm talking about, okay? They have like an Easter box of Tic Tacs, which are green and purple. So they're grape and something. And I started eating them and then ate more and more of them until the box was gone. And I think that's also a purpose of them. Because if you buy a candy bar, you don't like eat a bite or two and then put it away and eat some more later. Okay. You eat it all at once. Same for gum. You might just chew the whole pack at once. Just keep going. Chew it. Flavor goes out after 5 minutes. Take another piece and chew it. You know what? I'm not going to judge you. You eat candy and gum and Tic Tacs and mints the way you choose to. And licorice and everything else. There shouldn't be a formal way to do this, a cultural way. You just do what you got to do. And I had never done it, and it was fine. And I was going to talk with Ron about it, eating a whole thing of Tic Tacs, but I'm just going to get a new topic for that and use this topic now. Okay, so that's done with. That's a great song. I love that Bon Jovi song. I think that's probably my favorite one. And the reason I am bringing up Bon Jovi is because after 9/11, in case anybody has forgotten, and I guess you have, they did something called a concert for New York. Okay? It involved, I think, Bon Jovi, David Bowie. I mean, big names. They all came together. I watched it. You probably watched it if you were around. So, yeah, that was because there was something called a terrorist attack on 9/11, which is September 11th, 2001, okay? So, back then, apparently, it was fine to do that. It was encouraged. We had musicians come together. There were phone calls. It was done live. We raised money, okay? But apparently now, when there's an attack in Manchester, England, at an Ariana Grande concert, she now wants to do a benefit concert and everyone's against it. Okay, shut up. Let her do her thing. Because if she can't do that, then the terrorists won, apparently. That was a big thing before, never forget, or the terrorists win. Yeah, we have to stay in our homes now, afraid. No, why can't she do a concert? And you know who else is going to do that concert with her? Katy Perry, Coldplay, Miley Cyrus, I think the Biebs. So that's Justin Bieber. Yeah, so why can't they come together and do a concert? I don't think it's in bad taste. Stop it. You have way too much time on your hands if you're complaining about that. You need to go read a history book and see what happens. People come together, they get tattoos of bees, apparently, if you're in England, and let them, leave them alone. If that's what they want to do, why would you criticize them? Is it your life? Did you lose someone? No. Maybe they knew someone that was lost in this attack, which is horrible. So, you know, let these people heal the way they want. They don't need your criticism of their concerts and their tattoos. They just don't. People that grieve don't need your complaints and your criticism. So, thanks for shutting up. So shut up. Thank you. Okay, that is Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Make it so, because it's all about the Borg. Well, it's partly the Borg. And the reason I'm bringing up the Borg, you will be assimilated, is because there's something called a Borg scale. And it's vintage. It was made, they're made in the 60s, I think. And I have one. Okay, and it is awesome sauce. And let me tell you why. You can get any kind of scale you want now, digital, you know, the kind in the doctor's office. Those are accurate, but they're huge. But you will never get a Borg scale more accurate. These are awesome. They're great. You get on them. They're perfectly easy to read. They're very accurate. I have never gone wrong with the Borg scale. So this was my mom's Borg scale, which I am inheriting and taking with me forever. It's going to be the best. So if you can get one, and they do have them, you can get them on eBay or Etsy or somewhere. You can find these vintage scales if you're willing to pay for them. They're great. They look cool because they're retro. And the most important thing is they're accurate. Yes. That was music from something called Master of the Game. That was a 1984 miniseries. Sidney Sheldon, who did great stuff. But anyway, 1984, I watched this. I think it was on CBS. And it was a miniseries. It was on over three nights, I think. It was, yeah, there were three episodes. It was like 6.5 hours. And it was so great. And now keep in mind, this is like 1984, pre-Blood Diamonds with Leonardo DiCaprio, all these movies or whatnot that take place later. This was one of the originals because it was about South African diamonds and how they were acquired and, you know, the snooty white people that were affluent and were, you know, slave drivers and the retribution. And, it, you know, Diane Cannon came into it later. Took over the family. Oh, I mean, I need to rewatch this. I'm going to go find this and either buy it or download it or something, see it on YouTube. It's got to be available. And it has great memories for me, but it was so sad. There was a part of it that was so sad. Is I won't spoil it in case you want to go watch it, but he had a son, Jamie, cute little blonde kid. And, of course, back in 1984, I had a 2-year-old cute little blonde boy. So it was all, oh, my God. Anyway, so, you know, it was original to the subject of blood diamonds and how these are acquired. And it's still a thing to this day in 2017. There are places you should not buy diamonds. So you should really research that, if you even buy them anymore. I mean, there are people against diamonds as a rule, like they're against fur and against animal eating and all kinds of stuff. So you could wear cubic zirconia, like people wear fake fur. I mean, you could do that. If you really want to get a diamond, though, an actual, legitimate, genuine diamond, it would be helpful to research where it's coming from, if you have a conscience. And I hope that you do. But anyway, that was Master of the Game music from 1984. Great miniseries. Saw it. Loved it. I don't watch miniseries anymore. I don't even think they have them. Now they just have series. There's no miniseries. Those were a great thing back in the 80s, if you've heard of them. If you haven't, well, too bad for you. You know, I like that song. That's one of my favorite songs from, I think it was 1979. I don't know. I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's when I used to hear it. Anyway, when I was out and about. The point is, I don't care about the title. I am referring to the band. How about that one? Do you know who that is? It's a group called The Vapors. Yes, and the reason I'm bringing up The Vapors is, yes, I'm going to start vaping. I've been researching what kind of vape kit to get. Finally decided after much research and trying one. I've tried a couple, but this is the one I like. It's the Smoke Stick V8 kit. Want to get the iridescent color, rainbow, whatever. It's very purpley and iridescent-y. And it's gotten great reviews on all the videos I've watched, all the reviews I've read. Now I need to just get some money. So I am selling off stuff. That's right. You heard me with my walking around video, and I talked about the donut shop and my coin collection, so forth. Yeah. It's come to that. I'm spending my coin collection. So I've got to sell off some stuff. And one thing I want to do is get a vape kit with something I have to sell to buy. And it's commerce, man. It's capitalism. I guess that's how things work. And that's great because, you know, then you've earned it. Then you've done it. And I can see some good deals. If you buy stuff online as opposed to local shops, you can probably save money. But again, research, you need warranties, you're doing that. Yeah, there's different flavor vapes. I haven't talked to a lot of people that are in that community lifestyle, whatever. And so I have to, again, watch more videos to see what flavors are good. I haven't got to that point yet. I just know what kit I want and whatever starter stuff it comes with. And I'm looking into eventually maybe cannabis without the THC. I'm not looking to get high, per se. So I don't want the THC. But there is something, there's a cannabis by itself. I'll probably talk to my doctor about that because that could be a thing. I mean, I'm looking forward to probably if everything else goes wrong, which it is, the movie Midnight Express, the John Hurt character. Yeah, I think I want to end up like him. Just if you watch that movie, you see him, he just sits around with his little pipe or something and he's in a fog and it's fine because he's in a Turkish prison. What else would you do if you can't escape, which would be number one? You should try to do that, like Brad Davis, who later died of AIDS, but whatever. Before that, in 1978, Oliver Stone, great movie, Midnight Express. You try to escape. Okay, you have someone smuggle you money in the back of a photo album, and then you bribe people and get the hell out after you kill the Turkish guard, the big bad guy. But I don't think that's going to happen because I'm not smuggling hashish across international borders. So, that aside, John Hurt, in that movie, I don't remember his name, but he—that's what I'm gonna be. Okay, I'm gonna just sit around with my pen, and my cannabis, or maybe just black cherry oil. I don't know, and just sit in a corner, and wait for the world to blow up because of Donald Trump pressing a button against North Korea. I don't know, but that's how I envision it in this Matrix reality. So it's gonna be the Smoke Stick V8. If you love me, buy me one. Yeah, I'm not one of those people that, hey, buy me this, buy me that. So, no, I'm going to earn this on my own because that's how life works, okay? It's stupid, and I have to walk 3 miles to get a cup of coffee, and I'm just going to save up, sell off my stuff to get a vape kit and just turn into John Hurt. Yeah, that's my plan, and so far, I think it's going to work. Tories, pet peeves are here now. Tori's pet peeves, I'm peeving now. Oh, what could it be? What could it be? What bothers Tori this week? Well, this doesn't necessarily peeve me. I mean, it is a peeve, but it's a judgy peeve, and it's other people doing the judging, not me. This doesn't even affect me. This is something else. This is people judging other people. And I know we're all guilty of it. I'm probably guilty of it too. But this has to do with Tiger Woods. Okay, so everybody has heard that he was arrested. There's a terribly unflattering mugshot circulating everywhere. Poor guy. And it started out with a story about him being pulled over for a DUI, which apparently is not accurate. And you may still think it's accurate, you know, live in your belief of fake news and alt reality, whatever. But he claims, and I believe him, that he was taking prescription medication and maybe they mixed or didn't, you know, he was asleep at the wheel. This can happen. Why is everyone so quick to judge people that they've been drinking when things can happen? You could take cold medication, you could do anything and go out driving. You're not even supposed to. It says it right on the box. Or your warning label on your prescription bottle, it also says it. They give little warnings, disclaimers that you're supposed to heed. And a lot of people don't, or they think they can handle it. And then, you know what? Now your face is all over the news. If you're a celebrity, if you're just Joe Schmo, you know, maybe no one notices, you get away with it. You don't, people, you might get a ticket. But, you know, I would demand, you know, breathalyzer. Obviously, I've not been drinking. I don't drink and drive, but maybe I've taken a medication. You know, so stop judging. Give the guy a break. Everyone's so quick to jump on people's back when they do something wrong. I mean, yeah, I get the Donald Trump thing, but, you know, easy. But other people, why? Come on. You better be perfectly innocent if you're going to cast a stone. Glass houses, right? Right. Question. Cover bands. I was watching a cover band last weekend, and I've seen this cover band before. And I'm not saying they're bad, they're good. Okay? That's not my point here, okay? My point is, as I'm watching the cover band, they play the same songs over and over and over for nights, for weeks, for months, for years, okay? That's their job. They're covering a popular band. Thus the name cover band, obviously. But my question is, do they get sick of it? You know? I'm watching their faces, and they're... one of the guitar players is just sort of phoning it in. And he looked that way the last time I saw him. Unless he's on some heavy meds, you know, maybe some Zoloft. I don't know. No judgments. But it's just sort of going through the motion. Here's this song again. Yeah, we've played it. We rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it. And then we go play it and play it and play it. And, I mean, I get that performers are usually feeding off the crowd energy. That's a thing. That must be the reason to do it, other than, you know, they're getting paid. So, and maybe some kind of groupie action. I don't know. But the point is, do they get tired of it? I mean, I'm already tired of watching them. After seeing them twice, I know what to expect. Oh, it's that song again where they do this and then they go through that. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah, I just wondered if they get tired of it. I think they do. I'm answering my own question even. I think they're tired. I think they're tired of it. So I'm buying paint the other day because I did paint my bedroom wall. Holla. Yeah, it was a mess before. It had writing on it. It had been painted in 30 years and it had all kinds of pictures on it. So I stripped that off and threw up some nice paint, matched it perfectly, and now it's perfect. Okay, so I did that myself. I'm very proud of that. But my point is, when I went to Lowe's to get the paint, okay, I'm talking to the paint guy. Paint guy's funny. Funny paint guy. So I knew as I'm having this conversation with him that I was going to be podcasting this. Okay. So I asked him about finishes. You have different ones. You have flat, eggshell, satin, semi-gloss, high gloss, different ones. And I ended up with eggshell. I think I should have gotten satin or semi-gloss, but the thing is, he was telling me that eggshell was great for walls, bedroom walls, and it is. That's fine. And I was covering up a glossy finish, so it's different, but the same color. And so I'm asking him about, do people actually use glossy? He said, oh yeah, you'd be surprised. I said, but what about ceilings? That should be a flat paint. Do people actually put like a colored gloss on there? He said, yeah, some people want to live in a discotheque. Swear that's exactly what he said. It was hilarious. So I'm picturing, this, like a bright, purple gloss or something. What could it be? Why would someone do that? But apparently this paint guy, he knows because he's working at the paint department in the Lowe's. So he's seen it all. And his description was some people want to live in a discotheque. So you heard it here first, folks, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you knew this already. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up today. We've done about half hour as we usually do, and I'm going to end it there. And I will see you. I hate saying that because I never see you. You don't even see me. I will reconnect with you, okay, this week, later this week, okay, on the ECAT show and with RonVanDam.com. We're going to get together with Ron, and I've got some topics I want to talk to him about. Oh, yes, I do. Could I give you a preview of what they are? No, because I can't remember right now. But they're written down, so don't you worry. It's going to be entertaining, as always. Okay? So, when you hear me again, it'll be June. So, happy June coming up, people. All right. Peace. Love the dress, where she is now. I